It's Wednesday, August the 26th, and you're tuned in to the 1080p podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world here on this rainy afternoon.
It's a little rainy,
A little moist out there. I heard that there's a big hurricane on the way into America.
There's a double hurricane.
There's a double.
You know, like double rainbow?
Oh, I knew it.
It was a double hurricane.
I knew it. Yeah, no, I heard there's a big one coming, so have fun with that.
That sucks, bro.
I hope y'all
deal with that, yeah. I guess.
I don't know what to say. Climate change is real. Okay, so that's where
double, we're double.
Let's jump into it quickly with a question that you want.
Yeah, the one that we just missed last week.
Yeah. Paul Chu writes in and says, who would you say is Canada's greatest gift to the world?
Oh, that's easy.
Who?
That's easy.
You can give a serious answer as well as a fun pop culture one if you'd like. If you have a what is Canada's greatest gift to the world response, you can share that as well. Go ahead.
Do you want the joke answer first or do you want the real answer
you
first?
Said who?
It's Alexander Fleming.
Who?
He invented penicillin and then gave it out for free.
Oh. Okay.
He was like, hey guys, you know that thing that the whole world is like suffering from? I made a cure. Also, here it is. Just take it.
Okay.
Right. He invented penicillin. Like, come on.
Okay. Sure. I'm not gonna, you know, talk you down on that one. Sure. Fair enough.
But also.
Hmm.
Wait, was he Canadian?
I bet you he wasn't.
But he was in Canada, wasn't he?
Who cares?
I think he was in Canada.
SpaghettiO.
Oh, I think it's one of those loopholes. Where
he was... like how like Alexander Graham Bell's Canadian, but he really invented the stuff in America?
No, I think it was more like he invented the stuff, but he was part of Britain, and then Canada was a part of Britain.
Well, I don't know how much I care about that.
I don't know if that counts then. Because I know Canada always takes credit for that shit. Like, we invented penicillin.
Canada tries to take credit for anything it can, because the real answer is Canada's...
maple syrup.
That's the what. That's not the who. That's the what.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, well, you say that. But my answer is it's a double tie for the Ryans.
Ryan Gosling?
I'd say it's an even for me.
Okay.
I mean, yes, Reynolds probably has more pop culture significance.
Is Alexander Fleming...
oh, I thought you were going to say is Alex Trebek.
Oh, Alex Trebek is Canadian, isn't he?
Yes. Jeopardy man.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm going to give you my answer.
That's what it says. I don't know, man. This Canadian government website says that it was invented in Canada.
I shall tell you what Canada's greatest gift to the world is.
Like, thing or person?
Person.
Go.
Justin Bieber.
I guess it is.
It's Justin
Bieber. I guess in modern times, it is. Like, I guess
JB.
We did a social experiment where we were like, what if we took a Canadian 12-year-old? We made him super, super, super duper famous. How would he turn out psychologically? And the answer is fucking crazy.
Justin Bieber. It's the Biebs.
I don't know if I can disagree.
That's where I've decided to land.
The modern day version, I don't know if I can disagree.
Sure.
But like through time and history... I might say the penicillin dude.
Remember, he went around to like historical figures and be like, listen, I bet you they would have been a believer.
That's true. Was it? Did he say like Anne Frank would have been a believer or some shit? She's deaf, dog.
So?
What a dummy.
All I'm saying, it's Justin Bieber.
So here's the thing.
Mm.
He is Canadian.
Mm.
He was born in Canada, near us. In Ontario, I believe.
Yeah, he was. Yep.
The thing is...
what?
We didn't make Justin Bieber who he is today.
No.
Right? America did that.
Yep.
So does that still count?
Yeah, sure.
Like, because when he was 12, he was just a 12-year-old singing on YouTube.
Mm.
But the Justin Bieber we know now has been molded by America.
Sure. I think it counts.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, what is the what? Is it maple syrup?
Hockey.
Oh, hockey. Hacky.
The only sport where you're allowed to fight.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, just let him fight it out. That's and then stupid. Let him go, and then we'll give him 5 minutes.
I don't know if there's a what besides maple syrup.
Poutine. Canadian bacon.
Ham? I don't know. I don't know. What is Canada's contribution? I don't know. I have no idea.
The worst NHL team in existence, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, probably.
I don't know. For as certain people still kind of like to shit on Canada, I think being like kind of a symbol of tolerance is a pretty big thing that Canada kind of
you puts out. You want to call it a symbol of tolerance?
I guess so.
So you want to call it, you're basically saying being able to bend over for more powerful countries?
No, I'm thinking more in terms of its citizens rather than government politics.
What are you talking about?
Like, just in terms, like, the whole thing about America is a melting pot, sure, and Canada is a cornucopia.
Sure.
Like, a lot of people look at Canada, no matter how true or false it is, as like, hey, look, they, like, have a lot of different people here, and they're like, they still keep all their culture and do all that stuff, but they still have a functioning country, and it's like, yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Like, that's more like, it's not tangible. It's just an idea.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's like, Anthony, it's got to be something you could sell in a store.
No.
And you can't sell hope in a store. Like,
yeah, that's true. You can't put that shit in a jar.
Can't put a price on hope.
I don't know. Canada gave us, I don't know, the loonie.
The toonie. You have a glow-in-the-dark toonie?
No.
I got one of those. Wow. And glows-in-the-dark with the northern lights.
It's pretty sick. Lucky. Yeah, I don't know. Canada gave a lot of cool things, but I don't know. I don't know enough about my own country.
Dude, how could we forget? Canada gave us Body Break.
Okay, yeah, sure. All right,
Canada gave us the North American House Hippo.
Oh, God, no.
Canada gave us Don't You Put It In Your Mouth.
What a classic. What a classic
don't
tune.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
It's a classic tune. Classic tune.
Gave us Sugar. She's Sugar Baby, the real Sugar Baby.
I don't know if anybody really knows who that is.
All you other Sugar Babies are just imitating.
No, I'm gonna go with no on that one. Yeah, no, I don't know. Canada's,
I don't know.
It's pretty boring.
And it looks like both a positive and a negative, I guess. Like, in certain cases, it's like, it's pretty boring. Like, we're pretty stable. But on the other hand, it's like, we don't have a civil war currently happening in our country.
Yeah. So
yeah. Police in Canada aren't shooting people 7 times in the back. Not yet, at least.
Let's hope so.
Not yet, at least.
Okay, no, that's Canada. Canada.
Sorry for the lackluster answer, Paul, but
yeah.
Canada's chill. Canada's chill, bro.
Yeah, I guess so. We put a leaf on our flag.
Canada is vibing.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Canada's
one.
Vibing, dog.
Yeah, okay.
Legal
cool.
Marijuana.
Yeah, but we're not the first country to do that.
Yeah, but I think we're like the most politicized company to do it.
Who cares?
Company, country.
It doesn't matter. You gotta be the first.
I guess.
First to finish the race, not the one who did it the most efficiently.
Isn't that usually the same?
No.
One the same?
No, it's not. No.
All right.
No.
I'm trying to think of just more stuff. It's like, it's all the generic answers. It's like poutine, hockey, living standards.
I guess. Yeah.
A very manipulable housing market.
Sure, if that's what you want to look at.
If I were real rich in another country, I would look at Canada and be like, man, Canada's so great. They just let me buy up homes for no reason and totally price their own citizens out of houses.
Yeah, that's about right. That's why I can't buy a house.
That's why you can't get a fucking apartment. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. I remember I went to go check what I'd be approved for my mortgage. I'm like, that's not nearly enough to even get anything.
Yeah, I can get a shed in someone else's house.
I'm like, wow. Okay. Okay, cool. Thanks for writing in, Paul. Got nothing for you.
We gotta clamp down on China, dog. Sure. China and India, they're just buying up all our shit.
Why don't we talk about some picks of the week?
Are you like comic books, Vince?
I'm not the biggest comic book fan, but sure.
Tell me all about DC stuff.
Well, there's the DC fandom this week.
Go.
Basically, it was like DC announced a whole bunch of different, I don't know, just media?
DC stuff.
Yeah, just everything you want to know about the DC.
Apparently there's some comic book storyline with three Jokers.
Yes. So I guess we'll start with what he wants to know, the movies? Sure, let's start with the movies. I think the headliner that they wanted to get everyone's attention with was the first trailer for The Batman.
The Batman.
Starring Robert Pattinson.
This guy's in everything now. This guy's doing a lot of stuff.
He's always been doing a lot of stuff.
But I never noticed until now.
What?
Apparently he did that movie The Lighthouse last year.
Yes.
With William Dafoe.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes, he did that. I just want to look something up with Robert Pattinson because I want to confirm something with what movie he was in.
Like, how long ago?
Before Twilight.
Before Twilight? I don't know. I know nothing of him before Twilight.
Because I think he played... Yes, he played he was like the best character in Harry Potter.
Who?
He was Cedric. From Harry Potter 4, The Goblet of Fire.
I'm going to let you know a little something about me again.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen the last Harry Potter movie.
Do you remember reading the book?
I do.
Do you know who Cedric is?
No.
So do you know when they're doing the it was like the competition of the houses?
Mm-hmm.
Against different schools?
Mm-hmm.
And Gryffindor had two representatives?
Oh.
And Cedric was better than Harry in every single way?
Yes.
That was Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
But anyways, so the Batman.
Is the better wizard.
Is the better wizard here. And better vampire, apparently. Okay. Apparently, how he's gone from a vampire now back to a bat. So
interesting.
Jesus Christ, his career is full circle.
It's gonna be a wizard, wizard Batman in the next one.
But yeah, so this is it looks like it's like Batman, basically Batman Year One.
Mm-hmm.
It's a young Batman who is, I guess, trying to find his way around being a hero slash vigilante slash, I don't know. Just beating the living shit out of people.
Okay.
And being a detective. It looks like it looks like a very, very, like, classically dark Batman.
He looks so mad.
Hell yeah.
Like, he beat the crap out of that one Goonie.
Hell yeah.
Like, he destroyed him.
And to be fair, when he takes off the mask, he's got the whole, like, emo vibe going on.
Oh, he's got the eyeshadow stuff. Yeah.
I do like how this trailer shows a couple things, though. Like, it shows a couple classic Batman things in that there's a crime scene,
mm-hmm.
and he just walks in.
Yeah, he's like, hey, guys.
He's not, like, hiding in the shadows. He's just, like, everyone knows who he is. Mm-hmm. And, like, he works with Gordon, like you would expect him to do like, the cartoons and the comics. And, like, it just makes sense. And you get hints of him doing actual detectiving.
Okay.
So, as opposed to just, like, running around and, like, thoughts are coming to his head. So, I think the suit looks cool. I'm not as sold on the Batmobile anymore, now that it's just, you know, muscle car again.
The giant engine and a lot of flame.
Yeah. But the villain is the Riddler.
He looks more menacing.
Who?
The Riddler. Of the character that's in there that I assume is the Riddler. He doesn't look very green suit black question marks. Right? He just kind of looks like almost like a Scarecrow derivative.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, no. It's. I think it looks super cool. I'm really pumped to see this movie.
So this is a TV show, right? Or is it a movie?
It's a movie.
It's a movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Why would it be a TV show?
I don't know. I saw, like, every time I see things about this, there's like ads for the Gotham TV show around it. Okay. Like surrounding it. Like just on. So I just assumed it was like, here's a spin-off TV show.
I thought the Gotham show was over.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's over. I think it's been over for a while.
How?
I don't know, a year or two?
Damn.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's no Gotham show.
Okay.
But, you know, that's the Batman. Our Pats is the Batman. Let's keep on the Batman truck because they have a couple, or they had one game announcement, I think.
Yeah, was it Gotham Knights?
And this is by WB.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's, I think it's just WB.
I think it's just WB that's doing it, like WB Games.
And it looks like a, spin-off, not necessarily a spin-off, but it looks like it was inspired heavily by the Arkham series.
That's putting it lightly. It looks like they took the Arkham series engine and they were like, make the Division.
Yeah, so the I think the more important thing though here is like Batman is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, it's Robin, Batgirl.
Yeah, and I'm assuming Knights meaning like you're every Batman sidekick.
Probably, I would assume so. Nightwing.
Yeah, and multiple Robins or whatnot.
Crowbar Robin?
I don't know. Who knows? We'll be somewhere in there. So, we'll see. I mean, it looks interesting, I guess. It's cool that you can play the whole game in co-op. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's something that a lot of people wanted from the original Arkham series.
Yep.
But I guess it'd be online only.
I just didn't... I can't see it being split screen.
Yeah.
But I just didn't expect this game to be so RPG heavy.
I mean, it doesn't really look that RPG heavy.
The way they... Well, it doesn't look it from the gameplay, like if I watched it on mute. But from the way they talk about it, it's like... Yeah, you could basically... You could build Batgirl into like different classes. Like, yeah. Depending on armors and stats you pick and stuff like that. And... It's like, oh, I got Stealth Batgirl. Oh, you got Action Robin. You got all this stuff. And
yeah, only because I remember, like, at the Arkham series, like, it still had those same mechanics, probably just not as deep. Because it's like... Yeah.
But eventually, it's like, once you unlocked all the skills, you just had, everything. Here's perfect Batman.
Yeah, but that didn't happen until when you 100% the game. Hmm. Right? Like, I'm sure this Gotham Knights will have more nuance and more layers to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess it just seems like a natural evolution of what that was.
Yeah. I don't know, just the way they were talking about it, to me, it just sounded like it's not the sense that you build your character towards the perfect Batgirl, but it's more of you chose the stealth one, and because you have stealth, you lose access to action. It could be, but it's like pre-alpha gameplay, we don't know.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze has a fucking rail gun.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know if I'm interested.
Because I'm interested in the other game. But that's not for a long...
Yeah, and so what the other game is not really a Batman game.
It's a Suicide Squad game.
Yes.
But it's made by the Arkham team.
Yeah, so this one is just a CG trailer, right?
Yeah, because it's not coming out till 2022.
Jesus.
I know. And it's made by Rocksteady, but it's the Suicide Squad, : kill the Justice League. Mm. And their goal is to kill the Justice League.
Yes.
They gotta kill Superman.
The Justice League or went evil or something.
Yeah, Superman disintegrated a pilot.
Well, as one does.
Listen. He flew the Joker into space at one point.
Sometimes we all have bad days.
Yeah. No, he flew his own wife into space.
Yes.
That Injustice story is nuts. But I started reading the Suicide Squad when New 52 came out.
Yep.
Like, I collected all those comics and whatever. This is kind of cool because it's, like, really faithful, it looks like, to that whole thing. Unlike the Suicide Squad movie, the first one. And it's just like, oh, it looks like they got all these characters right. Boomerang's a fucking drunk. King Shark is stupid, but sometimes has smart things. Harley Quinn's off a rocker and stuff like that. And, like, it's kind of, like, sad that I have such low expectations for Suicide Squad stuff outside of the comics, but it's just like, oh, they did the characters right. It could be good.
I mean, like, I don't know if there's any doubt, because the Arkham Batmans were always pretty faithful to Batman.
Yeah, true.
So I mean, it's a video game, right? Like, it's not tied to any movie license, so they have free reign.
They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I mean, it's at this point it's more like, well, what's the game like? Because they show all these characters and like, what are we doing here?
Is
like,
it co-op?
Yeah.
Is it just Arkham Knights?
Yeah. Is it really just like basically the DC equivalent of that new Avengers game,
right? Which apparently is like a loot grinding game.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But since we're on the topic of the Suicide Squad, we also got a couple teasers and cast reveal for James Gunn's upcoming sequel to the Suicide Squad movie. The Suicide Squad.
Which is fucking wild.
Why?
Because that last movie sucked so hard.
Yeah, but it made bank.
I hate business. That last movie was so bad.
But it made the money.
I know it did, Vince. And I'm mad.
It made zamanis. It made so much money that they were like, we got to put Harley in her own movie. Remember that one?
Apparently that movie was really good.
Mm-hmm. And then they're like, cool, now we can make another Suicide Squad.
But I heard that movie didn't make bank.
No. You know why?
Why?
It didn't have Will Smith.
It didn't have Cucksmith?
It didn't have him. Didn't have him.
How much did that bring back?
What, Birds of Prey?
Yeah. Because they eventually changed it. Because it was like the emancipation of whatever, whatever, whatever. And then they changed it after the fact to Harley Quinn : Birds of Prey because they thought people weren't seeing it because it didn't say Harley Quinn on the title.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, cool.
No, I guess it remade its money. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Never mind.
How could it not? It's a comic book movie. They're all the rage.
True. True.
Yeah, so they have a new Suicide Squad film. And James Gunn is really touting this as, like, this is my biggest movie ever, so...
I assume he would have to.
No, I mean, like, I guess that really, like, just is a box code just to piss off the Marvel fans, right?
What else did he do? What did he do for Marvel?
Guardians.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I totally forgot that he did that.
So he says, so if he says that this is his greatest work, you know, adding fuel to the fire. So.
Are you telling me that it wasn't Brightburn? It wasn't the evil Superman kid movie? It
was not that one. So there you go.
That's crazy.
What other movies did they announce?
They have the Snyder Cut of the Justice League.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently it's 4 hours.
Oh my god. Oh
my god. Apparently it's a 4-hour movie.
But why? Okay,
cause,
sure.
Because, you know.
The Snyder Cut.
They got Wonder Woman.
Right, there's that 84. New Wonder Woman trailer, yes.
They show the cheetah lady.
Cheetah.
Cheetah?
Mm.
She's a cheetah.
Mm.
And then Wonder Woman has gold armor.
Well, why not?
And whips lightning still.
She's Wonder Woman. Wonderful.
I feel like there's been so many trailers for this movie, I could stitch them all together into a 2-hour movie.
To be fair, this movie was already supposed to be out.
Yeah, and then COVID.
Yeah. So...
But yeah, at that point, it's just I just want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to watch it. Black Adam. The Rock had a God of War cartoon style teaser.
He did.
Where he was like, I am Kratos.
I guess I didn't really understand that this was his own, like, it would be a standalone movie on just Black Adam.
Being a badass. His own solo thing.
Because when they announced him as Black Adam years ago, I always thought this was going to be like a Shazam thing.
Like he was going to be a part of Shazam?
Yeah.
I guess I could see that, yeah.
Only because I don't know them, you know,
related. But also, The Rock is so big, I bet he could just muscle his way in and just be like, give me my own movie.
Because, like, now, like, the way, like, the tone of this is being said is like, and then I just remember, like, you still having not seen Shazam, but I remember Shazam being very, like, the opposite tonally.
Mm. Like, they just put it on Netflix, so I think I want to watch it.
Yeah, like, I want to watch that, but, like, I just remember being, like, a goofy, fun superhero thing, and, like, Black Adam's supposed to be the villain here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Who knows? Could be cool.
I think they are portraying him as the villain.
Yeah, I'm just, like, it's just weird to think that at some point, are those two supposed to cross paths?
Could Black Adam be powerful enough to star as a main villain in some sort of collaboration movie?
Yes.
Is he? Like, dark? He's dark side level?
I'm sure, yeah. Threat? For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So that was... Is that all from the fandom?
I think so.
Like, I'm sure there's a couple comic announcements, too. But I don't think there was... Oh, okay. There was one more item that I wanted to talk about regarding DC fandom. And that was that they announced that the Flash movie... would kick off the DC multiverse.
Oh.
And the big thing about the Flash movie is that it has Flashpoint.
Is it the Flash from WB?
No, it's Flash from...
From the Justice League movie.
Yeah. Okay. Ezra Miller?
Sure.
Do you know that he showed up in the Flash show?
What?
In their Flashpoint?
What?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was wild.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But the big thing about... that I want to get out here is because we know that Batfleck is gone.
Unfortunately.
And that's why Robert Pattinson is young.
Unfortunately.
But in this Flashpoint movie, Batfleck is back. He is confirmed to be in this movie.
For how long?
For as long as Flashpoint exists.
Oh my god.
Because they also confirmed Michael Keaton will be coming back as Batman.
Oh my god. Why?
Which begs the question, are we going to see Val Kilmer? Does, oh, I forget his name now. Dark Knight.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, Nolan's Batman.
Oh, what is his name?
Yeah, jeez. American Psycho. I forget.
Dude, we're old. Why can't we remember this? We have, like, shitty short-term memory.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is multiple Batman have been confirmed for the
Flash. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Okay, so multiple Batman have been confirmed for the Flash movie.
That's okay. That sounds wild.
Yeah, and suddenly I'm way more interested in seeing this movie.
Basically, Marvel was like, yeah, like, we'll just over 10 years do all this crazy shit to have the end game. And then DC's like, yeah, but what if we had 17 Batmans?
And, like, I guess this means that at some point, yeah, Robert Pattinson has to be in this movie too, right? Like, I'm assuming that's how they fix the whole, like, Batfleck is out, Robert is in.
How far do you think DC will go?
I think they're going to go all the way.
Are we going to get the Lantern Corps? Are we going to get, like, are we going to get Space Dog?
So, I don't know a thing about Green Lantern, but, like, man. I hope they're just going for it. They're just like, whatever, let's just go all in on this.
Aren't there, like, DC celestial beings? Like,
I'm sure there are. But
isn't there, like, one of them Death?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Cool. Yes. I don't know. Who cares?
Are you sure? Oh, what's the guy who lived above the Justice League Tower?
I can't remember.
Sentry?
Sure.
Sentinel?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
He's like Superman, but he's unhinged.
Sentry?
Yeah, Sentry. There Sentry, you go. Yeah. Do you think Sentry's going to show up?
No.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
No.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
No.
All right.
No.
Fine.
What you're asking for is in the Justice League.
Wait, oh, it's Marvel. Never mind. Yeah. Damn, almost. Okay. Almost cool.
Anyway, so yeah, that was the last thing I want to talk about the fandom.
I think that's all I got today.
Yeah, okay, cool. But since we're talking movies, the other big movie trailer that came out was the final trailer for Tenet.
Okay.
And this
I don't get this movie.
So this is obviously the biggest movie to come out this year. Or it was supposed to be the last big summer blockbuster. Turns out it might be the only summer blockbuster that actually hits theaters, which is next week. This is Christopher Nolan's latest film. And obviously everyone's looking forward to it. To be honest, no one knows what the hell this is about.
I don't get it.
Like many of his movies, you just look at the trailer and you're like, that's an interesting concept. What does it mean for anything? And that's how he gets you in seats.
You catch the bullet, Vince. You catch it.
You catch it? You catch the bullet.
You catch
the bullet. My daddy catch a bullet.
My daddy catch a bullet.
With his bare hand.
My daddy caught a bullet with his bare hand.
Yeah, so Tenet, I mean, check it out. It looks wild. I don't know if I'll go see it in theaters, but I want to, but also who knows? So yeah. Tenet.
That was such a weird trailer. Just watch it. just watch it.
It's, by the way, Robert Pattinson's it too. Because what the fuck isn't he in now?
Looking cool.
Yeah. He looks real cool. Looks real, real cool.
Well, switching over to video games.
Yes.
Sony is offering you, Vince.
Mm.
And people like you.
Mm.
The limited time offer to pre-order the PS5 directly from their website.
So should I do it?
You got to sign up.
Oh.
You put your name in the list.
Oh.
And then it's a lottery, baby.
Well, what's the point?
Sony has said, quote, a limited quantity of PS5 consoles will be available for pre-order through the offer extended to existing customers who register on PlayStation.com. Their selection process is based on, quote, previous interest in PlayStation activities, end quote. So it seems like the more events you've been to, or maybe the more shit you've been buying off the official PlayStation website, the better chance you have at being able to pre-order a console off their website.
Okay. But is it like America only?
It could be. I don't know. It's the internet. It doesn't say here. I'm looking at an American website.
So I should sign up.
So it might be.
So I should sign up.
Just take a shot, bud. Okay. Take a shot.
I'll sign up. We'll see what happens.
Yakuza Like a Dragon.
This is the dragon one.
It's a JRPG.
Yep.
But they have an announcement. Mm-hmm. Date, release date, mm-hmm. November 13th.
Oh.
It's coming out. You can be a breakdancing gangster.
November 13th, huh?
Yeah.
That's risky.
Why?
How are you going to release an old game?
It's not an old game.
By the time it comes out, it'll be last gen.
True facts.
That's risque.
Well, I'm not going to have that. So it's going to be current gen for me. So I don't know. I'm not going to have that PS5.
The minute you see my PS5, you'll be like, fuck. The new gen is here.
I'll be like, man, look at that PS5. It's so set. Oh, wait. It doesn't have a disc drive, so it's garbage.
Mine does have a disc drive. What are you talking about?
Are you going to get the physical version?
I have Blu-rays, remember?
I guess. Okay, we'll see. We'll see what you do. After that, you want to talk about old games. In December, baby, Square Enix is bringing classics to the Switch. Classics.
Classico, huh?
They're bringing Final Fantasy Legend, the Game Boy games.
Why?
To the Switch in a package.
Why?
Because they can and they're crazy.
But I don't like that.
But you can play Final Fantasy Legend 1, 2, and 3.
Mm.
But I don't want to do it.
I want to go crawl in a corner and die.
$20.
Ew.
$20.
Ew. Gross.
This one I have nothing else to say other than Puyo Puyo Tetris 2 is coming out on December 8th.
I saw that announcement today. I was like, there's like a select group of people who are going to love this.
Yeah.
Everyone else, move along.
It's cool. That's a good game.
Okay.
Except when your friends get real good. At Puyo.
Oh, then suddenly it's not good
anymore. And it's not fun anymore. Oh. I don't like it.
Oh, cry me a river.
I don't like it. PlayStation announced their September PlayStation Plus games.
Did they?
It is Street Fighter V and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh, wow. I can finally play that game.
That's it. Those are the games.
I'm going to buy Street Fighter.
Last month's or this month's PlayStation Plus game, one of them is Fall Guys.
Yes.
Now has the crown of being the most downloaded PlayStation Plus game ever, period, in history.
So this is this year's Rocket League?
I guess so.
Ah. Okay.
Fall Guys is Rocket League, I guess.
So I heard that's a good game.
I heard too. I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, but it's there.
I should download it.
And then Vince, I know you're a fan. I know you're a fan of Hot Kicks.
Am I?
Yeah, you love the sneaks. Mm. You love a good fresh pair of kicks.
Oh, I know where this is going.
You know.
Wait, hold on. Before we continue on.
Yeah.
You say sneakers, right?
I'm going to say that it extends to shoe wear in general.
Because
you have some nice sandals, you have some nice boots.
But we know that I mostly wear sneakers.
You do. It's true, but I think
because the hype beast culture is only sneakers.
I think it's time for you to broaden your horizons into the boot game.
Oh no!
Because,
but hold on, I already got a nice pair of Red Wings.
But what if you have a nicer pair?
Oh,
of boots. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't think of anything that had to do with Red Wings, bro. Kingdom Hearts 3 branded boots.
I saw.
Look at these boots.
I saw.
These
I know.
Boots are dope as fuck.
Wait, hold on. Dope as fuck? Are you sure?
Dude, these... Listen, those Roxas boots, those are hot.
Okay, buy them then.
They're 200,000
I know.
Yen.
I know. Not 200,000.
Aren't they?
20.
Okay.
And I think they start at 16,800.
They expensive, dog.
No, that's the amount for boots.
Not the amount I pay for boots.
What are you talking about? You want some premium quality goods?
Look at these boots.
You pay the premium price.
They got Axel boots. Look at that. Look at those pointy tips.
I think what you have to remember is like these are premium quality and they're licensed, so that's actually a pretty good deal.
You know what? Now that you say it. You know, it's got a bunch of straps on it.
I know, and zippers.
And zippers.
I think there's a Kingdom Hearts logo right down the tongue.
Even these Kyrie ones are nice.
Mm.
Not for me.
Okay, I was like, what?
Nah, but you know, for like a... Listen, I know you like to get your girlfriend some matching sneaks.
Yes. You know? I bought her Jordans and Nikes, but I don't. Yeah.
But I think you could expand your horizons. Get her into what you're into.
I don't think she'll approve. You know what? I will send her that picture. And I'll see what she thinks.
Those are some cutie booties.
Okay. All
right. Okay. And then you guys can, you could be Sora and gross. She could be Kairi.
Gross. We all know that I'm a Riku guy.
Oh, so you're into that cuck game. Is that what you're saying? You're into loving from afar. Wow, I just wanted to bring those up because these boots are cool.
Gross.
Because these boots are cool.
That's what you wanted to bring up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the biggest news this week, Kingdom Hearts boots.
I mean, that's not the biggest Kingdom Hearts news this week.
What's the biggest Kingdom Hearts news this week?
Holy shit. Are you telling me you missed the Nintendo Direct Mini this week?
The Nintendo Direct Mini was today, like 3 hours ago.
And did you miss it?
So I didn't watch
it. Did you miss it?
Yes.
This is a new Kingdom Hearts.
No fucking way. There's no way.
There's a new Kingdom Hearts.
Nintendo Direct.
I thought we were leading up to this. Like, I didn't realize this is your last pick.
No, that was the last one.
I thought you were going to segue.
I didn't watch it.
There's a new Kingdom Hearts. Kairi's the lead.
Bro. What? Get out of here.
It's coming to the Switch.
Get out of here.
Like, I'm not even messing
with you. I didn't watch it.
There's new Kingdom Hearts.
You know when I learned about it?
What?
At your house. And I was like, oh, there was a mini direct, I guess.
Yes, she's the lead. They showed, I think, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Remastered.
Melody of Memory. Is that the one you're talking about?
For Kingdom Hearts, yeah.
Yeah, that's the rhythm game that we talked about before.
But like, why is she on the cover though?
She's a side character in a side game.
No, she's the new character.
Perfect I guess. Game. Oh shit, there's another Taiko no Tatsujin. Oh my god.
Okay, well, I guess we'll do that.
Bro, Taiko no Tatsujin RPG? What? I can drum and level up.
You mean you weren't doing that before?
I was leveling up my own skills, but I wasn't leveling up my drums skills. Okay. Look at that. Look at that. He's walking around the world talking to people as a drum.
Oh, God, this is weird.
You do damage. Oh, that's great. This is 10 out of 10.
Okay. Well, anyways, that was the end. The direct mini was the end, basically. I got nothing else after that.
Yeah, I think that was it. There's also a Crystal Chronicles remaster trailer.
Yeah, because you need it.
I guess. It comes out tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Who likes this game?
I don't know.
People like this game?
I don't know. They also have World of Tanks Blitz.
Oh, shit.
That's out today.
Sold me. I'm going to go buy a second Switch, and that'll be my World of Tanks Switch.
There's also Big Rumble Boxing.
Collection of Saga.
Ooh, that's in December.
Oh, that's also the Legends one. Okay.
Yeah, but I think the biggest news from this Direct was that Just Dance 2021 is coming to the Switch on November, but not to the Wii.
Is it not really?
But not to the Wii.
I thought it was coming out to the Wii.
Not to the Wii.
Just Dance Wii.
2021.
That's okay.
2021.
Right.
Captain Tsubasa is on...
Dude, that thing's on everything.
No, it's out tomorrow?
Oh, is it out tomorrow? Hell yeah. Is there a demo? I want to play
it. Same with Crystal Chronicles? Oh, I didn't know that.
Is there a demo? I want to play
it. I don't know. You know, this is where, like, research comes in hand before we record, but whatever.
Again. I learned about the Direct at the place of recording. I didn't watch it beforehand.
Okay.
I was hoping you'd fill in the blanks.
I didn't. Damn. Okay, so that's it for the picks of the week, I'm assuming. Pretty news heavy, surprisingly.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We kind of rolled through it, but...
Yeah, we got through all of it, so...
We're getting into school time, and everybody knows that's when shit starts to pick up.
Yeah, I guess, a lot of big announcements would come out. Like, expect a lot of crazy phone announcements the next couple of weeks.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Hot damn.
In Canada.
Oh, that's where I live.
Are Chinese phones banned? Like, because was it Redmi? What was that one laptop maker that got?
Huawei?
Yeah, Huawei. All the Huawei stuff is gone. Mm-hmm. Are they banned here?
What do you mean by banned?
Like, retailers can't carry them.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. My friend got like a Redmi phone, and I was like, "How the fuck did you get that?"
You can still buy them and import them. You just can't be legally sold through whatever.
Like official retailers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what I thought.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, okay, cool. Cool. What'd you do this week?
Damn. I'm on the grind, Vince.
No. No!
Blavin has got me on the grind. No! On the League of Legends grind.
No, we've lost him. We've lost
him. I thought I was out.
No.
And it turns out playing normals with your friends.
No.
Very fun.
No.
It's even worse because even when you lose, it's what? Still fun.
Oh, no.
But who, baby? My time with League this week has been a roller coaster. Bro, I was gold 2 at one point. I was on my way to plat. I was crushing fools. Crushing it. And then I got put in. I don't know. You know how like Twitter shadow bans people? Riot Games put me in the loser queue.
Nice.
And I want to say, this is bullshit. Because I am now gold 4. I demoted 2 divisions.
What is it? It goes up to 5?
It's 4-1, and then you go up. So I went down to gold 4.
Damn, homie.
It's balls, bro. I want to say in 70 to 80% of my games has been an AFK. Where someone loses, like, level 1, then yells at me because I'm the jungler, and they're like, bro, where's my gank? I'm like, dude, it's 2 minutes, you fuck. Like... And you died.
Well, you didn't
get... And then he's like, whatever, you fucking suck. And then AFK. And I lose all my LP.
Wow.
It's some bullshit. It is some garbage.
Wow.
And I hate it. But then...
Yes?
I'm playing with Blavin. We're playing normals. And we're just fucking around.
Okay.
And then it's fun. And that's the problem.
Wow!
The problem is that it's fun.
No, we've lost you. We've lost him.
I'm like trying new champs.
Why?
Stuff that I've never played before.
Why?
Because it's fun.
You once told me how you should probably play other games and not the same one repeatedly.
You're right. So I haven't played other games.
Okay.
So
I hope so.
I started playing another Riot Games
video game. No! It's under the influence of Blavin yet again!
Called Legends of Runeterra. No! I was sold. Oh. I think Blavin's the problem. Yes. I think Blavin might be the problem here.
Blavin, you are such a problem.
Now that I think about it, I'm like, oh shit. I think Blavin's the problem.
Oh no.
But it's the Riot Games card game. I've talked about it a while ago because I tried to play it. But, yeah, I've been resold on it. Because apparently, as long as you do, like... Because every week they have a chest you can level up. Right? And then you get rewards based on how high your level is.
Yes.
And Blavin basically said, like, yeah, if you just do... If you get to get your chest to level 10 every week, you'll probably have every card in the game in, like, a month, 2 months. Without paying a dime.
Jesus
Christ. And I'm like, hot damn. That sounds like a free-to-play game. And they just released a new expansion.
More cards.
With more cards, baby. More champions, more cards, more archetypes, more keywords. You ever play Magic? People love keywords.
Do they?
I don't know. That makes the game more confusing, but it depends.
It does. It does.
So the two I've been kind of... being hyped over is Leona in League. She's like a tank, and her whole lore thing is like she's a guardian of the sun. So she has a keyword on the cards she uses and on herself called Daybreak. And the first card you play each turn with the Daybreak keyword, they get a bonus. So if you play a Leona with the Daybreak bonus, she will stun a character on the opposing side's bench.
Stunning.
Yeah, there's other cards where it's like kind of smaller, like, oh, I played Daybreak and I get +1/+1 for the turn, right? Stuff like that. But there's this one card, it's 5 mana.
Yep.
It has its own Daybreak effect.
Yeah.
I forget what it is, but that's not the important part. The other part, it has a static effect, and it just says it's always day for us.
Oh god.
So as long as that card is in your bench,
God.
Every Daybreak card you summon, no matter if it's the first, second, third, fourth, will get the Daybreak effect.
Okay.
And it is fucked.
Sounds nice.
And then the other one is Aurelian Soul. Aurelian Soul, in the lore, he's one of the gods. He's the creator of the universe. He's a fucking space dragon. It's rad.
Cool.
But his whole thing is like, get to 10 mana and win, where you can get these celestial, you can behold celestial cards.
Whoa.
And all these cards cost like 9 mana, 10 mana. He has one card that costs 15 mana. It's a spell. And the maximum amount of mana you can have in the game is 13.
Ooh. This is a powerful card.
Yeah. It does 15 damage to all enemies.
Wow.
I think including the Nexus, I'm not sure.
Wow. He wipes everybody.
It's just like, you let me get to this mana. Fuck you.
That's some Rageki bullshit.
It's some bullshit. But the game, I'm learning, is really fun because you're not building around you're not building around colors. You're building around champions. And the whole thing is like, you could have mono champion decks or you could have dual champion decks. The one before the expansion was Nautilus and Maokai that I thought was really fun.
Yeah.
So Maokai has a thing where no matter where he is, if he's in your hand, deck, on the field, wherever, if you've tossed 25 cards, which means you've milled yourself, like you've destroyed your own cards, he then levels up. And his level up is when you summon the level up version of him, he sends out like a little sapling to your opponent's deck.
Yeah.
And he mills them down to 3 cards.
3 cards?
3 non-champion cards. So okay. If there's any champion cards in your opponent's deck, it gets rid of them. And then they have 3 turns to kill you, or else they deck out.
Huh.
And then the other one is, because this is the synergy, is Nautilus, and he has a thing called Deep. You gotta go deep. Because he's like a submarine guy.
Wow.
And if your card has, or if your deck has less than 15 cards,
yeah,
you're in a deep state, deep status. And
stupid.
Your cards that have the deep effect get bonus effects because you have less than 15 cards. And one of Nautilus's is like, level up when you're deep. When you are deep, all your sea monsters cost 0.
Zero.
And the sea monster cards are like high cost cards. It's like 7 cost, 8 cost, but now they cost 0.
Yeah.
And then they also get buffs because you're in deep.
Wow.
So you're summoning like 8/8 sea monsters for 0 mana, which then have an effect on it that's like, target one monster on your opponent's side of the field, obliterate it. Wow. Which means it doesn't get any death effects.
Yeah.
It goes through any sort of like protection it has on it. It's just like, fuck you, it's gone. Yeah. It's basically exile for Magic. And building up around the characters adds kind of like a different dynamic than just being like, here's the blue deck, here's the red deck.
Right.
It's building up around your champions, leveling them up, and it's a different dynamic that I think you probably could do in a physical card game. But having a lot of that stuff just be automated in the like calculations and stuff
like
that. It
sounds like a lot of like a tracking would be required.
Yeah, it would be a lot of tracking. And that's like what the digital card game allows you to do, which is have automatic tracking, right? You don't have to count your deck every time and do whatever. But it's pretty cool. And I've been getting a lot of free shit just for doing tutorials and learning the game and doing whatever. So that's pretty fun. But yesterday, was it yesterday I did this? I think it was just yesterday, or 2 days ago. I bought Need for Speed Heat. That's a Need for Speed game, dog.
Hmm.
So let me, like, dude, do you like street racing?
Sure.
You could street race.
Oh.
Do you like customizing cars?
Sure.
You can customize a car.
Oh.
A lot of cars, actually. Ooh. There's a bunch of cars.
Oh.
It's, on one hand, it's a Need for Speed game.
Yeah.
Like, what do you expect? It's kind of arcadey. It's like just has a hint of sim in there because you can like tune your car in certain ways. But the whole thing about Need for Speed Heat is that in the open world you're in is that there's some like race event happening all over the city. So during the day, there's officially sanctioned events.
Yeah.
And you go to those, you earn money, use that money to buy new cars, be more powerful, do whatever. But at night, That's where Fast and the Furious shit happens, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, and there's illegal street racing. And there you earn rep.
God. Because that's the currency I need to live my life by.
Exactly, but you need that rep. You got to earn that rep so you could be part of the league.
Oh, my God. Does the league earn me money?
No, it earns you rep.
Oh, God. What a waste.
And the story is that the cops of that section, they're like, hey, there's officially a sanctions event. Keep it on the track, bitch.
Okay.
But if we see you racing at night, we're going to bust you. And one of the lieutenant's right hands man, his name is Shaw.
Mm.
Where's that name from?
Yes.
His name is Shaw, and he's a crooked cop, baby.
Mm.
He's stealing your friend's cars. He's like, oh, I heard that a car that matches this description did some shit. But I didn't see it, but I'm gonna impound it anyways. And give me your keys, cause I want that car.
Wow.
So he's a crooked cop, and you gotta use street racing to expose police corruption, dog.
The fuck?
It's fucking awesome. It's so stupid.
What? This does sound dumb.
It's great. But I like the whole like dynamic between Night and Day is really fun because to gain rep, you like I said, you race at night. But the thing is, you don't get any of that rep unless you survive the night. And as you do more races during the night, you get more rep.
You get more heat.
But you get more heat, baby.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, depending on your heat level, like whatever you end the night at, you get a multiplier on the rep you've earned through races.
Like, you want more heat.
So, but do you? Because you want to make it back in one piece. I don't know if you want to go all the way.
Yes.
Right?
I always want to go.
Never not.
I'm always going all the way.
So the thing is like you start the night, you have one heat.
Yes.
Right? And as you do races, as cops see you speeding around the city, they'll chase you. You can lose them, crash them, and you'll gain more heat.
Yeah.
Which is your multiplier. But as you gain more heat, the cops become more aggressive.
Okay.
And starting around like heat level 3, they're actively looking for you. So as soon as they see that car, it's just like, fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then like heat level 4, cops bring out faster cars. They'll bring out railway spikes or like the speed traps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think level 5, they bring out like SUVs that'll just try to ram you head on and destroy your car. And you can get around certain things by like, say you're getting chased by the police and you can't really escape them. You can drive through gas stations to get a repair. You get 3 repairs per night. But other than that, it's just like gamble your rep, dog.
Mm.
And it's cool. It's like a really fun risk reward system where the daytime stuff is very vanilla. It's very just race.
Yeah.
The nighttime stuff is really risky. And it's kind of more interesting, I guess.
Mm.
It's a fun time. It's also got like a little bit of burnout in it because the cars or the cop cars have health bars and you can ram into them. You can take jumps. Hopefully they miss the jump or something like that.
Yes.
But it's a Need for Speed game. They got hella customization. They got a fuckload of cars. Like, I think almost 200 cars are in the game.
Damn, that's a lot for Need for Speed.
It's a lot of cars.
Wow.
I think a lot of the ending ones are more like...
Does this game have Porsche?
Yeah, I'm currently driving a Porsche.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
What's the car list? But, like, at the end of it, it's like, oh, you can unlock Razor Callahan's car from Most Wanted, like the BMW M3.
Oh, that's cool.
The 06 or whatever. Yo, you can unlock the Eastsiders car from Underground.
Whoa.
Remember the Eastsiders?
Whoa.
Hell
They're
yeah.
They're going all the way back, eh?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Under the hood car list.
Damn.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars here.
Okay.
Here, go. Look at it. I'm just going to scroll.
Oh, there's a lot of cars.
It's a lot of cars, dog.
I see. Land Rover, why?
I unlocked a Land Rover, and I had exactly that same thing. I'm like, why do I want a Land Rover?
Yeah, like, I'm looking, and, like, I see the Mercedes, but I'm like, why do you have, like, the G-Wagon in there? Or, like, why do you have why are there so many SUVs?
Yeah, they got an Infiniti Q60, dog.
Why? Why?
You get the Boss Mustang from 69.
Wow. Okay.
They got a lot of stuff. Retro, new.
Yeah. F-150 Raptor. Wow.
Why not? Why not? Pimp out your Ford F-150.
Okay.
Crush that. Yo, you want an 87 Buick Grand National Muscle?
That's a fast car. I've always hated it, but whatever.
Yo, you can get the Alfa Romeo Giulia.
Oh, I love the Giulia. The Giulia.
You want the NSX?
Of course. That's the car I'd actually want to
the
buy.
The 2017
oh,
NSX.
Oh, no, that one. No, fuck that one.
You want the RSX 2004 Coupe?
No.
Why not?
No one wants that car.
All right. You're right. But it's the only two Acuras they got. Gross. So yeah, they got, yo, you can get a 1955 Chevrolet Bel Air.
What? Okay.
Like, they got everything in this game. It's fucking weird.
Interesting, okay.
But it's fun. They also have, like, an online mode, so you can crew up. And your crew can gain experience, and you can do whatever. I don't know, it's fun. It's a racing game. It's the right amount of arcade and sim that I like.
Yep.
And it's just literally a square with four boxes. And each axis, it's off-road, track, race, drift.
Oh.
And that's it.
Wow.
It's just, I need off-road drift. I'm going to put parts on it so the ball goes into that corner.
I see. Okay.
It's very simple.
Oh, okay.
It's fun. And I like it. And I like customizing my car.
Was it on sale?
Yeah, it was on sale, and I had a gift card. Okay. So I think in total I paid like $15 for it.
Okay, okay.
But cool. It's good.
Cool.
I like it. Cool. It's fun. It's just like kind of chill out. I will say, though, the soundtrack choice, absolute garbage.
Oh, yeah?
So much dubstep. Holy shit. I haven't found a option to, like, turn off certain songs.
So you can't rock out with your cock out.
Okay. I cannot. It's, well, I guess I can. Not on stream, though. I'll get
shut down. I see.
But, yeah. I want to say that's been, like, kind of the new stuff I've been doing.
All right.
I'm just... School starts soon.
Yeah, like a week and a half.
Yeah. It's all online.
Good luck.
Thanks. I'll need it.
Cool. Racing game. So I'm still playing F1 2020. Quick update here.
Mm-hmm.
I built a glass cannon.
What?
So I'm not at the point. I'm halfway through my season. My development's been pretty good.
Except for that time when the season was like, fuck you.
Yeah, but I've been able to... I've taken certain compromises, and I've built my car to be very, very quick in the corners.
Okay.
Quick in the corners and fast when it's behind somebody.
Okay.
But it's good enough that I can regularly place first, second, or third.
All right.
From starting at the back.
Okay.
Problem is, my car likes to break down a lot.
Because, like, you're crashing into people?
No.
Or it's just...
Because I didn't invest any money into durability.
That... How Italian of you. All performance, no longevity.
And the way that the regulations work in Formula One right now is, like, your engine is made of six components. But of those six components, like, you can only replace certain ones so many times throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
If you replace it more than the allotted amount, then you get automatic grid penalties.
Oh.
Right? Like, okay. That's how Formula One works. And the wear rate on my components goes very fast. So it's a lot of me before race picking and choosing specific parts of my engine that I want to be new or that I'm going to be old. And then it just shows me, like, this is how many estimated laps you're going to get out of your car today.
Okay.
Sometimes I make it to there. Sometimes I make it over. Sometimes I don't. So my results have...
Sometimes I just get fucked.
Sometimes it just blows up and says, we have, like, the engine will come and be like, we have a problem with the turbo. You're going to feel a loss of power.
I'm sorry, what?
The turbo has failed.
Oh my god.
Please retire the car.
No.
And then so it just goes.
I'm gonna finish the car with I'm gonna finish the race with no turbo.
Yeah, it just goes. So like that's the story of my current season. It's either I'm finishing at the top or I'm not finishing at all.
That's hilarious.
It's making for a very tight championship. Cause I'll catch up in points and then suddenly I'm 25 points behind and then it's like, ah shit. So
okay.
It's alright. That's been F1. I didn't watch any of my regular weekly anime this week.
Because
I put in the Escaflowne Blu-rays, and I've just been loving that show.
Yeah, we went out to eat, and you were telling me all about Escaflowne, and I'm like, why? Why are you doing this?
Because I love Escaflowne. In the same way that I think that Boktai is Kojima's best work.
Oh, so you're a liar, is what you're saying.
I think Escaflowne is Kawamori's best work.
Okay.
Kawamori being the famed creator of Macross.
You're saying that Escaflowne is better than Macross.
Than all of Macross.
Okay.
I am saying Escaflowne is better than
bold all of statement. Bold statement.
I think many who like Macross will agree there's only one good Macross and it's from the 80s.
Macross 7.
No.
No. What are you talking about? He plays the guitar in space.
No.
Macross Delta.
Yeah, but no, no, that's not good. But yeah, Escaflowne is I guess because it's from the 90s. Mm-hmm. You always hear, like, a lot of the older anime crowd being like, oh, anime today just doesn't look as good. It's like a lot of CG, a lot of, like, lazy corner cutting, and, like, mm-hmm. it's just not as detailed. And to a certain extent, I do agree, because, like, when I'm watching Escaflowne, like, especially the first few episodes, there's just really, like, a lot of needless attention to detail in their animation.
Because they could.
Yes. And it's just so... It's great to see. But it still does not escape the fact that once you get a couple episodes in, you understand that budget comes into play. Mm-hmm. And certain episodes are just like, oh no.
Slideshows?
Here we go. Okay. Here we go. There's the corner cutting I've been waiting for. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess like in like with anything, you always remember stuff better than it is.
Yeah.
But no, this show's good. I still really like how they did the mecha in this show only because they're very weighty. Like
even in their animation style, like, they feel heavy.
Yeah, you know, like...
Like Pacific Rim heavy?
Even heavier than
oh,
that.
Oh, wow, okay.
Right? And it's because they're not shooting, like, laser beams and shit. They're just... Like, they feel like giant knights. Like, really okay. big suits of armor. Which, I guess
They're things of metal lugging suits of armor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the cool thing is, you know, like, when we watch Super Robot shows and, like, they have, like... All those like combining things and gets one like yeah. super mechanic like yeah. And,
yeah.
So like Escaflowne has all that stuff too, with just how main character moves and stuff. Again, so it's got mecha, it's got a love triangle.
It's got all the trappings for a mecha show.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm over halfway through. I'm watching the sub. It's great. I forgot that the Blu-rays had both dubs.
Speaking of mechas.
Hmm.
We finished Gundam.
No.
Oh my god.
I watched this one instead. Okay. And this one is more enjoyable.
Of course it is, but you gotta watch the bad one.
Yeah. I watched it. War never changes.
War never changes.
But yeah, so that was Escaflowne. And then throughout the week, just not really much else. Kind of just chilling. Yeah. I've been meaning to, like, do play another game, but not... Really haven't gotten the opportunity.
I had that exact feeling with finishing stickering my real graded Sazabi.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, I fucking hate stickers. I don't wanna do it.
Sazabi. Is that the big one?
Yeah, that's the big one.
The big one.
That's right. The big one, but it's a real grade. Okay. So yeah. It's basically a master grade.
Yeah, because I want it. Because TJ said, like, the Monster Hunter events are back, and I'm like, oh, I should do
oh, that. They are, baby. I forgot.
Yeah.
I logged in just to look at it. I'm like, I'm going to get that Chinese dress.
Yeah, because I need it.
And I think the monkey is back, so I can get the monkey hat.
Yeah, so I got to get that.
We got to set aside a day. We gotta grind it out, baby.
I can't. Tomorrow might be my only day, I think.
Thursday. You work tomorrow.
I mean, tomorrow evening. Yeah, because I have to be back in the office on Friday.
Gross!
Yeah.
Why does your work want you to get COVID so bad?
I don't know. So they can get rid of me?
We can't fire him. He's got tenure.
Yeah. Let's kill him. We just gotta kill him. Kill him swiftly.
He knows too much.
Yeah. It's been weird going back to the office, like, periodically, and seeing certain people there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw my friend Daniel.
And you're like, whoa.
Like, he's one of the heads of IT, and, like, I know, like, we get along because he's super into sneaker stuff. Like, he's super hype beast. And he's very much, like...
Is he all about, like, the latest drops?
Yes.
Does he have a fanny pack that he wears cross over his chest?
Not to work.
Okay, all right.
But I've seen in his casual photo. But, like, I saw him yesterday, and I was just... His mask was Nike. They get a Nike mask.
He had a Nike mask.
And I've never seen this Nike mask because the check was through the middle. Like, it was just like, okay. It wasn't on the side.
Okay.
He's wearing a Nike hat, Nike shirt. But he's wearing Adidas track pants.
Oh, this motherfucker.
And I was like, Daniel, How the fuck are you going to cross the street like that? How are you going to disrespect the brand?
Sometimes I feel bad because, like, the only ankle socks I own are Adidas. Yeah. But my skate shoes are white Nikes. Oh, and I'm like, God. I don't know if I can, I don't know if I should be able to do this.
So, but it's great because, like, what do you call it? The office is pretty empty. Like, there's a couple of people around, but I'm just yelling this across the hallway.
Oh.
It's like, I'm sorry. COVID got to me.
Yeah, 6 feet away.
Yeah, he's like, this is what happens when we go into a state of apocalypse.
I just mix the brain.
You just gotta take what you can get.
He's gonna come, next day he's gonna come in with like a Fila shirt.
Oh my God.
He's gonna mix them all.
Yeah, but yeah, so like, yeah, I don't know. Downtown Toronto office life is definitely different. It's weird.
It's not a party anymore.
It is. Like, I also went out for lunch and stuff, like, regular hangout spots. It's weird. It's weird out there. I don't like it.
Yeah, because it's a pandemic, dog.
I don't like it.
Okay. I need you to deal with the pandemic until April.
Why?
Because in that way, all my classes will be online for both semesters.
Okay.
And I don't have to drive to school.
Oh. Oh. I see.
And then after that, you know what? Just bring out the cure. All right. I know they got it already. They're just giving it to the elites, man. You know this is a plandemic.
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
Christmas miracle. Christmas miracle. Is that code? Is that code for something? Are you a part of the plandemic, Vince?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
My favorite lately has been Blavin telling me about his Facebook feed. What? Blavin's a popular guy, you know this. And yes. He's got a lot of friends, let's say. And just some of the things he tells me about status updates on Facebook of just people being like, I can't believe all these dummies are wearing masks. It's just the plandemic is set up by the government, dog. And it's just like, bro.
What? What?
It's insane. It's so funny.
I read a story about of course it's a Florida couple.
Florida man.
Yeah, he's like, couple denied COVID was real. They thought it was some like hoax by the government / some 5G conspiracy.
Yeah. And then his wife died.
Yeah, I was like, that's fucking sad.
Like, yes. But they definitely look like the people where like, they were one Big Mac away from a heart attack.
It's true, though. I mean, like, yeah, you know, obesity is the number one killer in mid-30-year-olds.
It, yeah. It's not even with COVID. Yeah. Just obesity.
Yeah. So.
Like, I'm sorry if you're overweight, but, like, if you get COVID and you're overweight, you're fucked. Like, what if the conspiracy theorists are true? What if they're right and it is a plandemic? But really, it's just a plandemic to be like, stop being overweight. Like, no. what if that's the plan? Like, China was like, listen, our people are getting out of control.
It's bad enough they're having more than one kid.
Yeah, we gotta thin out, literally.
We gotta thin the herd?
We gotta literally thin the herd.
That's so stupid.
I wouldn't put it past China, though.
What, you wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I would put it past China.
China don't care.
China don't care. I should have bought that shirt.
You should have bought the shirt.
That's my biggest purchasing regret of life, not buying that China don't care shirt.
I feel like as much as I would have loved to got that shirt, I don't think I could wear it.
You mean you wouldn't want to wear it with your Chinese girlfriend?
I don't think
you wouldn't want to meet the parents in a China don't care shirt? Why not? That seems like an icebreaker. This seems perfect.
I don't think I could ever wear it.
You mean you don't want to go get noodles in a China don't care shirt? Come on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, no. I just don't got it. I don't got it. There's a lot of things I can do. That is not one of them.
I think you can do it.
No.
You just choose not to.
No. Not in today's climate. No, thank you.
But you're not a hetero white male, so you'll be fine.
Will I?
I don't know, actually.
Will I?
I don't know.
Anyways, that was my week. Updates to come up this week? Who knows? I'd love to tell you, but I don't know. It's probably going to be Monster Hunter.
It'll be Monster Hunter.
Yeah, it's probably going to be Monster Hunter, because I don't know what games are coming out on the horizon that I actually want to play now.
You know what that means?
What?
You should buy Need for Speed Heat, and we should crew up, dog.
I was actually thinking Kingdom Hearts, but okay.
Yo, he was in my face. I'm in your face. We can do that.
Oh, God.
Come on.
No.
We can make our fast crew.
No.
You could be Ludacris.
I already joined a racing league.
iRacing?
No.
F1?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Does it count if you're not paying for it monthly?
What?
Like iRacing? You gotta pay for it monthly?
Oh.
Like a sim league?
Oh, you mean like I don't got the cred because I'm not paying for
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I thought you were a real racer. Well, I guess you're just some poser. I guess you're just, what? The quote, the legendary Razor Callahan. I guess you're just some bolt-on wonder boy looking to get smoked.
Speaking of, like, online leagues, I gotta say, I really, really love the current generation of Formula One drivers.
Like?
Because they're all...
Real life?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they're all just, like, young 20-year-olds / late teens who are Twitch streamers.
Yeah, but then they get banned for streaming on Twitch.
No. Like, the real, like, the ones who are actually on there right now, like, they're great. Like, Ferrari's Golden Boy is just a Twitch streamer.
Sweet.
And it's awesome. But it's also so weird because I saw a lot of pictures. It's like drivers in the 70s. And it's like gorgeous looking like buff dude with women all around him in like a pool in Monaco. And it's like today, some dork with glasses.
Yeah, because
the driving
power steering did not exist. You needed to be able to bench 300 to even turn a car.
It's just wild to see the difference now.
But... My favorite is still pit stops from the 70s to now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's like, that one took 3 minutes, and it was fast.
It's like one guy running around
and
the
this,
car.
Yeah, this one is like 4 seconds, and they're like, I was a little slow.
Yeah, it's like, 4 seconds? What the hell were you doing for 2.5? Yeah. Okay.
Technology both helps us and hurts us.
I guess. Alright, that's it for us.
I want a drink.
Okay, go for it.
I didn't bring any beer.
Well, that's not my problem.
Shit. Next time.
Bye.